What's new in business news, September 9th, 2013? Tourism. Luxury goods import taxes cut to capture shopping tourists. A sharp cut in import tariffs on luxury products from 30% to around 5% is being considered to help position Thailand as a regional shopping destination for foreign visitors and Thais, so that Thailand is competitive with such destinations as Singapore and Hong Kong, where import tariffs are zero. The luxury products targeted will include brand name perfumes, cosmetics, garments, and accessories. Thai shoppers currently often go abroad to purchase such luxury products. Finance. Proposal for major state bank reform. Thailand's 8 specialized financial institutions, or SFIs, are mostly well-known government banks. The Bank for Agriculture and Agricultural Cooperatives, or BAAC, the Government Savings Bank, or GSB, the Government Housing Bank, or GHB, the Islamic Bank of Thailand, the Small and Medium Enterprise Development Bank of Thailand, the Export-Import Bank of Thailand, the Secondary Mortgage Corporation, and the Thai Credit Guarantee Corporation. Several SFIs have become saddled with high levels of bad loans, amounting to some 5.11 trillion baht, while their non-performing loans, or NPLs, stood at 192 billion, or 3.76% of total lending. The SFI reform plan is aimed at strengthening SFIs and reducing the government's burden of injecting fresh money into them. SFI competition with commercial banks will be reduced by focusing on retail services that commercial banks do not provide and broadening the business scope of SFIs. Regional integration. Thai exporters slow to adopt free trade. Only 40 to 50% of Thai exporters have taken advantage of free trade agreements, or FTAs. Inconvenience, a lack of tangible benefits, missing documentation, time-consuming delays, and border officials who lack knowledge of the agreements are just some of the reasons why exporters have not used FTAs. Trading partners in ASEAN sometimes still impose non-tariff measures, or NTMs, that eliminate the benefits of FTAs. Non-tariff measures, or NTMs, tax imports to protect domestic industry from dumping or to achieve economies of scale. The government has been called upon to create a central database to monitor and update information on the non-tariff measures, or NTMs, of trading partners. Big companies have the resources to cope with the effects of the Byzantine NTM system, but small and medium-sized firms do not. Region-wide definitions of NTMs should be created and ratified by member countries to streamline trade and remove export hurdles. The ASEAN Secretariat must also be given the power to enforce FTAs.